Welcome to another Southern Gaming Spotlight, bringing you behind-the-scenes interviews with interesting individuals in the gaming industry. I'm your host today, Doug Driesbach, and just in time for our annual Casino Dining Guide, we are here with Josh Marling, the executive chef at Southland Casino Hotel in West Memphis, Arkansas. Property has underwent many renovations over the last few years, including the addition of a luxurious 300-room hotel, a sports book, and of course, great gambling in the casino. But when it comes to dining, guests can choose a range of offerings from the fine dining of Ignite Steakhouse to the traditional Southern favorites at the Fry House. So, without further ado, Chef Josh, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're excited to have you on today. As you know, the casino industry is kind of known for their culinary caveats, and you guys have certainly raised the bar over the last few years and whatnot. So, tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been a chef and been at Southland?
So I started with Delaware North the casino about 20 years ago. I started as a dishwasher in Wheeling, West Virginia. Kind of worked my way up through the ranks with the company. I landed in Southland pushing about 8 years now. We've worked very hard to get the property up to where it's at now and showcase what it is.
So a true success story from a dishwasher to the main man. That's exciting. Congratulations. I'm sure there were a lot of peaks and valleys in that journey.
Amen to that. Yes, sir.
What are some of your personal culinary influences like to enjoy personally and then to prepare for your guests?
So we spent a lot of time local sourcing a lot of items for Southland, a lot of local farms. We spent a lot of effort into that. We go to the farms, we visit them, just make sure that their farming practices are where they should be. And then we try to provide those items on the menu on a consistent basis with seasons and try to push the quality forward.
So tell us about that. When you look at farming practices, how does that relate to choosing? So say you're getting produce or meat or whatever, how do you kind of go in and look at those standards?
So some of the farms that we look at, including the chicken farm and the dish that we're going to present, the no GMO chicken, it's locally sourced within less than an hour of the property. When we look at our pork is humanely raised in a pasture, not in a pen. We look at those things as well and how they're actually raised and taken care of.
When it gets to the preparation and taste, can you taste a difference from the what you just mentioned, kind of range-free to non?
Absolutely. Kind of our golden light is if it's a happy pig, it's tender, it's flavorful, and we know that they did everything right just to get it to the table.
Well, that's impressive. It takes a lot of time, and I'm sure it shows in the menu items. So the properties underwent many enhancements over the last few years. Tell us about some of the updates and additions that guests will see if they haven't been in a few years and why they should come back to experience some of the dining enhancements you guys have done.
We have every new restaurant in this building except for one. You can go to the Ignite Steakhouse, which is our upscale steakhouse. The moment you walk in, you see everything that's on the menu and the meat display case. Great dining experience. Everything is done cooked on charcoal. Steaks are cooked on charcoal, which is locally sourced from Missouri, which is only a few hours away. You can also go to the Fry House, and everything is cooked to order. You know, chicken tenders, nothing is frozen. Everything is fresh. The buffet, which is called the Kitchens, we classify it as a unique dining experience. Everything is cooked to order on the line. We employ that everything stays hot and fresh, so we cook more, less often. So we really strive for freshness and quality in our buffet. We also have the Grind and Seasons Cafe, which is our coffee bar and our casual breakfast area as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm a sucker for a great steakhouse. You mentioned Ignite Steakhouse. Sounds like a traditional steakhouse with the visual representation of the meats to select, and the menu has all the favorites from, you know, your New York strip to hand-cut tomahawk. What are a couple of the more popular menu items from Ignite and the other restaurants, from whether it's an app, dessert, or main entree that you see that, that are popular with your guests?
So in our steakhouse, our 12 cut center cut filet, it's, we have a hickory molasses rub that goes on the steak before it hits the charcoal. We throw a couple pieces of pecan wood on there to get a little flavor into the steak. You can literally cut it with a fork. It is that tender. We really strive for a 23-day wet age for the steak, so it adds an extra flavor to the steak. Also, our chicken, which is a local farm out of West Tennessee, we break it down. We serve it with Mississippi grits, also locally sourced, and a pan sauce as the two popular items in the steakhouse.
So how often do you change the menu items? Is it seasonal, or just do you kind of know when it needs a new fresh look?
So we do strive for seasonal. Most of the restaurants are pushing over a little over a year. We've done only about two menu changes in most restaurants, kind of getting the feel where our customers like, and we're kind of going from there.
Fantastic. And the menu has not only your chicken and steaks, but also looks like some pasta options and short ribs and everything else, including the sides of, gosh, bourbon butter. You know, we're in Kentucky, so we always look into that. We always like that bourbon flavor.
We try to make sure your dining experience has everything that you would like on it. So we do try, yes.
Fantastic. You're listening to Southern Gaming Spotlight with Southland Casino Hotel's executive chef, Josh Marling. Thanks for listening today. Let's get on with the interview. Josh, you just mentioned the dining experience. So in your opinion, what is the perfect dining experience, and how do you try to provide that for your guests at Southland?
The perfect dining experience, we try the moment that you walk in the door with a greeting, and we know your expectation walking in the door. We show, as walking into the steakhouse, we do have a meat cooler, so you're able to see everything that you're about to order. When you walk in through the dining room, the kitchen is actually enclosed with glass, so you will be able to see what you order, go onto the grill, see it cook, get onto the plate, and serve to you. So we try to strive for the best experience the moment you walk in the door.
Fantastic. So in general, and kind of in closing, what would be your quote-unquote elevator pitch to someone who's never been to Southland and to let them know that they should come and visit and dine with you?
We really strive to bring the freshest quality food to you as quick as possible, as fast as possible, and as fresh as possible.
Thanks to everyone who enjoyed this Southern Gaming Spotlight with Southland Casino Hotel's executive chef, Josh Marling. If you haven't been to Southland in a while, now you have plenty of reasons to go. Get more information and make reservations at southlandcasino.com, and we hope to see you there soon. Also visit southerngaming.com for great gambling tips, casino reviews, and more, and subscribe to Southern Gaming Magazine to be delivered right to your mailbox. I'm Doug Driesbach signing off. Thanks, and have a great day.